Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You may join us here toll free at 855-453. And we've talked about Liberland so far tonight. Also, age restrictions. Apparently, some people believe that one should not be able to be alone in a pool at any age. And Mark, you were reading multiple excerpts from a forum on mothering.com. Mothering.com, where not just one person, but multiple posters on that forum were saying that you should not be allowed alone in a pool at any age. Further, even if you are with a if your child is in a pool with a lifeguard, that you should also be there as well. That a lifeguard is not enough for that situation. So pretty crazy stuff, and it's all part of this kind of childification of America, for lack of a better term, where there's this group of parents out there who want children to be childlike as long as possible. And some of them believe that they should be overprotected and parents should be hovering around their kids until in their mid-20s. The original helicopter parent terminology came about from a college professor, I believe it was a college professor, who coined that term to describe the kind of parent who was hovering constantly around their son or daughter who is now of college age, legally an adult, but yet mom would still, or dad, or whoever the helicopter parents were, would still be coming to school. They would actually further call the teacher if the teacher gave them a C on a test or a report or something like that. They'd call to go to bat for their kids and explain why the grade should have been better. The mom or dad or whoever the helicopter parent would come along with their son or daughter on a job interview. I mean, that's the kind of level of the helicopter parenting that I'm talking about here. And this is just more of it. The idea that you have to be there constantly while they're in the pool. That every time they go out on their bicycle, they got to load up with not just a helmet, but also all kinds of pads everywhere else. I mean, there should be no risk whatsoever. At least it should all be mitigated as much as humanly possible, even to the extent of ridiculous insanity. Because, well, something could happen. Something totally remote, the chances of which are near statistically impossible, but because there's a statistical chance of 0.0001% of something bad happening, well, then that justifies all the level of intrusion and hovering and all of that.
Well, I mean, one thing you should be clear on is that you will live, if you live 80 years, that something freak will happen to you. Likely a freak injury will occur. What will it be? Hopefully you'll survive it. Hopefully you'll have somebody around if you become unconscious or whatever. But, as a child, these things can happen. But the question is how do you assess risk as a parent? Mm. And it can be difficult to do that because, honestly, we have a farm. There's things to do. Jack wants to spend all of his time in the pool, and that's fine. But we can't spend every minute just sitting right there watching him.
Well, that's what your wife would like you to do, is to sit there and watch, right?
No, Ian. If she's making breakfast like she was, mm-hmm. she wanted somebody to watch him. She's been told her whole life that, kids have to be watched constantly, vigilantly, by people like this from this forum that we're reading here. And you have to ask questions. Is this the best advice I'm getting? And I don't think she ever asked herself that. Pools are dangerous. That's what we've been told our whole lives. If you build a house right, if you build a pool now, you have to build fencing that goes around the pool.
In a lot of places, there are ordinances like that.
If you let your kid anywhere near that pool without a supervision and that kid isn't, 15 or whatever, you're liable to lose the kid.
Yeah, they'll probably take him from you. Lonnie's with us listening in Gulfport, Mississippi. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE if you want to join us. We also have Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. Hello, Lonnie. You're on the air.
Hello. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to call in and talk about the parenting thing. I'm a fairly new father, but I'm also of a blended family, so I've been father to an 11-year-old for about a few years. But the basic point I want to make is that parents out there, is more of your child's life, like the terms and conditions that you set, and you take responsibility for it. You should realize you're taking responsibility for it and that they are not. So you run the risk of rendering your child susceptible to all sorts of dangers because they aren't developing their own judgment.
It's true. Kids have to figure that much out. I think that to some extent it has to do with brain development, though. I mean, the fact that I jumped bikes off of boards set up on cinder blocks attempting to span a creek, we never made it. We never made it, not once. You know, showed me that I don't know if I was learning risk assessment at that point. I think I was just learning how to properly land on, you know, grass.
Right. I mean, I have he's at 17 months now. His name is Jack, too, about this coincidence.
It's a pretty popular name right now.
Yeah, well, it's Dexton, actually. But, you know, I am there as much as I need to be, by the best of my judgment. You know, him taking the stairs and all, for instance, you know, I don't support his weight. Right. I hold his hand and I let him support as much of his weight as he possibly can.
I did those same sorts of things. Yeah. When he was that age. Yeah. It's good.
Right. So even whenever they're so, you know, so small, they have judgment, you know, they have their own risk assessment. Whenever he comes to the stairs, he doesn't just haul off and take stairs. It doesn't matter if he's following behind, you know, myself or his mother. You know, he stops. He knows the rail is there. He uses the rail. He second thinks, you know, things.
Yeah, this is something that parents have I have a difficult time with. Is it's a lot faster to just do everything for your kid. It's the fastest way to do things.
But then they don't learn
it's
anything.
The easy
right?
way.
But if you take the time the first few times to show them how to do stuff, look and explain. You gotta this whole, you know, just telling your kid how to do something and not explaining why, I think is detrimental as it could possibly be. I explain
exactly.
If a question comes up, especially, but and sometimes the answer is I don't know. Why does anything happen? You know, I don't know why everything happens. I mean, sometimes people just choose to do weird things, and that's the reason why something happens. But you explain as best you can. You answer the questions, and you try to preempt the questions as best you can and give them an opportunity to learn life as opposed to just doing everything for them because you're crippling them.
Lonnie, thanks for your call and thoughts tonight. Yeah, absolutely. It's certainly important to foster independence, and these hovering helicopter parents are not doing that.
And I'll tell you, women today, you know, in my age bracket, are complaining about how helpless men are.
Mm.
Now, I don't know whether this is a gender-oriented thing that women tend to coddle their boys more than they coddle their girls, but let's say that that's a possibility. Mm. Another possibility is, you know, what I observe is there's a generation of women who think that they can... you know, that they were ready to settle down and have a life when they don't have the homemaking skills at all. So, you know, they haven't been taught either. So you've got helpless men being cared for by unskilled women.
What a mess.
This is not Generation X's fault. This is the baby boomers and the silent generation's fault for raising kids like this. And at some point they have to take responsibility. I get it, and some point they will. But with the millennials living at home until 30, this is rough stuff that we're doing to our kids.
All right, so you can share your thoughts here, 855-450-FREE. Mark, I want to continue the Bitcoin hit piece. We started it last night, and it's just so outrageously wrong.
Okay.
And so bad. it needs to be counteracted. We need to counter it with good information from you and I, who we know a thing or two about Bitcoin. We're not the programmers or anything like that, so we don't know the inside tech. But we've been using Bitcoin for a long time, and we certainly know a lot more than the person who wrote this horrible hit piece over at the Washington Post at WashingtonPost.com, Matt O'Brien. We'll continue. And, of course, still on the table, hovering parents, children, you know, what age should they be allowed to do things? 855-453. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you suffering with hearing loss? Are you sick of people constantly complaining that your TV is too loud? Are you tired of asking people to speak up? Would you like to hear more clearly, but you don't want to wear a hearing aid that makes you look old? Then you need to try Listen Clear, a life-changing breakthrough precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. And you can adjust Listen Clear to find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are, and whatever you're doing. And right now you can try Listen Clear absolutely risk-free, with free shipping. We'll even give you free batteries for life. So call now. 1-800-940-5957. Listen Clear is lightweight and completely hassle-free, and it's practically invisible. Call for your 100% risk-free home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-940-5957. That's 1-800-940-5957. 1-800-940-5957.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. And use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order. And give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
The This is Free Talk Live. Join us here toll free at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, you've got Ian here.
And Mark.
And you can join us online. You can join us via Skype as well. Our Skype username is lrn.fm, so feel free to get on the air with us that way. You just need to send a contact request first. We will approve it as soon as we notice it come in, and then you'll be able to sound great with Skype from that point on.
Check out FortGalt.com. What they're doing there is they're creating a project where they collect entrepreneurs and world travelers, people that are creating their own businesses, freelancers, young professionals, and their families all in one place. And the intention is that they have basically buy little condominiums, little sleeping units, and then they have a bunch of communal areas. And the idea is to foster synergy in creating their businesses and ideas. And I think it's going to be a very interesting project and well worth checking out. Also, they're going to be renting out spaces, so if people just want to pass through, that kind of thing, you can buy one of these units for as little as $10,000. You can make your money back by renting it out when you're not there. This is down in Chile, so it's for people who are, wanting to get out of the United States for whatever reason. Maybe it's a bug-out space, or maybe you just like to travel. It's up to you. Check them out at FortGalt.com. They have great videos outlining what they're looking to do. You'll be very impressed with them. You'll not be sorry at all. And a really great website. And you don't have to outlay a bunch of money in the beginning, so don't worry about that part. Go check it out. FortGalt.com.
All right, 855-453 is our number. So back into the story from last night. If you're just tuning in or you didn't hear last night's program, there's a hit piece that has come out in the Washington Post about Bitcoin. It's entitled, "Bitcoin Isn't the Future of Money. It's either a Ponzi scheme or a pyramid scheme." And, of course, neither of those accusations are true. But, of course, there's no company behind Bitcoin, so it's not like they can sue for libel in this particular case. Bitcoin's a decentralized currency. It is something that was created by Satoshi Nakamoto, and no one knows who that is. Satoshi is an anonymous, perhaps individual, perhaps group of individuals. Maybe it's a guy, maybe it's a female. Who knows? Nobody really knows anything about this person. But Bitcoin was released to the world about 6 years
somebody
ago.
Somebody knows something. We just haven't figured it out.
We don't know anyone who knows anything about this person. Or at least not that we know of.
You speak for yourself, buddy.
Okay,
I may
you know,
but I'm
you
not
know something?
I'm not telling you nothing.
Yeah, you don't know anything.
I'm not telling you nothing.
Yeah, you just spilled the beans by now, if you knew. But most people are highly unaware of who this person is, and this brilliant Satoshi Nakamoto released this Bitcoin to the world. It's a program. It's a computer program, essentially, that is cryptographically secure, and it works very, very well. The reason why Bitcoin is currently over $230 per Bitcoin, that's the value right now of the Bitcoin, the reason why it's so high valued is because it works. If Bitcoin was some crappy software that was full of bugs and could easily be hacked, it would have been hacked by now, and it would be worth nothing. Because, well, it would be worth nothing. I mean, if it was easily hackable, then who the hell would want this thing?
Right. Sure.
So it's incredibly valuable. It's used all around the world, and it's amazing.
Yeah, this isn't just word processing software either. This software is intended to be a currency and a way to transmit value over the internet. So it is extraordinarily important that this be a bulletproof software, and so far, best we can tell, it is.
So let me get back into the story here.
And by the way, so far is like 7 years or something. How long has Bitcoin been around? 7 or 8 years?
Since 2009, so about 6 years, I think.
Okay.
So the catch-22, writes the author of the Washington Post, is that people buy Bitcoins because they think the price will go to infinity and beyond once infinity and beyond once everybody uses them. But they don't spend their own Bitcoins because they think the price will go to infinity and beyond once everybody else uses them. And so nobody uses them. But if nobody uses them, which is not a true statement at all.
Yeah, I mean, the people that have Bitcoin or holding on to Bitcoin understand that you have to use it. Yes, they are probably holding on to quite a bit of Bitcoin, and they're only using Bitcoin to, make their way in the world or whatever. But Yeah, I mean,
I used Bitcoin the other day, actually, when we were in New York City, Mark. I was using my WageCan card, which technically isn't using Bitcoin every time I swipe it, but I fueled the WageCan card, which we talked about WageCan here on the air a few weeks back, a couple months back, actually. It's it's a kind of a debit card. It's got a MasterCard logo on it, and it's issued by a Hong Kong bank. It's loaded with Bitcoin. And then they load U.S. dollars onto the card. So I spent Bitcoin on loading money onto that card. But further, I've spent Bitcoin in local ways. I paid somebody for a home inspection recently with Bitcoin, sort of through another party. Essentially, I had somebody else pay some cash, and then I paid that person Bitcoin. So I've been known to buy things on Bitcoin. I bought things online for Bitcoin. And it's important because I understand that as somebody who supports Bitcoin, I should be using the currency. So I get that. I do it from a perspective of this is good for Bitcoin, but it's also good for me because sometimes I get discounts for paying with Bitcoin, because some businesses have figured that they can get customers to pay with Bitcoin if they offer a discount to those customers. So this guy's just wrong, the idea that nobody uses Bitcoin. In fact, you can go and you can actually look at the statistics. There are, I don't know how many thousands of dollars worth of Bitcoin were transacted around the world today, but I expect it was quite a bit of them. I mean, there's people buying and selling Bitcoin all the time.
Transaction volume's been steadily increasing on Bitcoin, and it's going to continue.
How do you find out what those numbers are? What's
I don't know. I just listen to the people at the Bitcoin consortium, and they say that that's the case, but I'm sure that somebody can look those numbers up better than I.
Yeah, there are like Bitcoin charts and websites like that that have details about that, like on a daily basis. So anyway, let's go on. He says, but if nobody uses them, then the price will stay stuck at something a lot less than infinity, let alone beyond. So the Bitcoin faithful have tried not only convert people, but also convince them to martyr themselves, financially speaking, for the crypto cause.
That's ridiculous. Hold on. So if you want to spend bitcoins, and save bitcoins, all you have to do is buy more bitcoins when you spend bitcoins.
Hey, do you want to hear about the future? It's a digital currency called Bitcoin that lets you spend or move your money online without paying any fees. Sounds great. How does it do that? Well, Bitcoin saves you money by making transactions irreversible. So, if I get scammed, I got scammed. There's nothing I can do about it? Yes. Okay, but is it at least easy to use? Well, the thing is, I don't actually use it. I just hoard it. I'm waiting for some greater fools to push up the price by using theirs. Oh, yeah. So you should buy some bitcoins and use yours. I'll get back to you on that. What do you think about that, Mark?
Well, I'm unimpressed with his reasoning. Everybody I know that has bitcoins uses bitcoins, and so the suggestion that somehow we're just trying to push out other people onto the front lines, waste their money, is ridiculous. Many businesses offer discounts. That's an advantage for using Bitcoin. Yes, there are no chargebacks. That's why you should do business with reputable people and reputable businesses.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because, look, there are no chargebacks when I go to Home Depot and I buy something. For one, I often use the Home Depot credit card, so they decide whether or not I get a chargeback, or if I use cash. They just, you know, there's no chargebacks on cash. So Bitcoin has no advantage over U.S. dollars, which he's comparing it to.
But Bitcoin is good for something.
I'm sorry, but U.S. dollars have no advantage over Bitcoin, which he's comparing it to.
Other than redistributing wealth from one libertarian to another, that's transferring money or anything else that, for that matter, online. Quote, the design supports a tremendous variety of possible transaction types, unquote. Bitcoin's shadowy inventor, Satoshi Nakamoto, wrote back in 2010. And we'll continue here in moments with more of this ridiculous critique about Bitcoin. And you can learn more about Bitcoin at weusecoins.com. It's Free Talk Live. More coming up.
So the phone rings, and I pick it up, and it's Mark. And Mark says to me, hey, third Sunday, June, Father's Day, I ordered Dad a gun. It's here. He's going to build it out, and we're going to go out on Father's Day shooting. You want to come? And I said, yeah, what a great idea for a Father's Day gift, an AR-15 rifle kit from Guns80.com. I had to go get my dad one. He says, go ahead. See you out on the range. So we're going to meet on the range on Father's Day. Get your dad an AR-15 rifle kit at Guns80.com, Guns80.com, or call 844-2-GUNS-80.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Yuvia needed financing to grow her restaurant business, but her bank simply didn't understand.
I was frustrated.
Yuvia found On Deck Business Loans.
On Deck did it for me. I called on Saturday, and I had $50,000 in my account on Monday morning.
How about the terms?
Incredibly easy. It doesn't mess with your cash flow.
On Deck changed everything.
This company, On Deck, is going to be there for me.
Was it a good move?
I'm looking to increase sales probably 30%.
Been in business for at least a year with $100,000 plus in revenue? On Deck can get you $5,000 to $250,000 in as little as one business day. And they're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau.
On Deck has opened up so many doors for me now. Truly, truly, the sky is the limit. I'm excited.
Apply now at OnDeckLending.com or call 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430.
Loan subject to lender approval.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You may dial toll free to join us here. 855-450-FREE. Maybe you've got a question about Bitcoin. You're certainly welcome to throw it out there. We aren't experts, but we're certainly more informed than a lot of people about Bitcoin. And so I think we are qualified, more than qualified, to beat these accusations back by this Washington Post article by Matt O'Brien, published on the 8th of this month, relatively fresh. This person had years worth of research on Bitcoin that he could have been consulting before he wrote his article, but it seems like he just went off half-cocked and just shut this thing out there and threw out all kinds of ridiculous.
It's ridiculous. This is the Washington Post.
Yeah. So we'll get back to that here in a moment. But first, you need to know about ProXPN. If you're online, it doesn't matter if you're on your smartphone, laptop, desktop computer, you need to protect yourself. Protect your privacy. And ProXPN can help you do that. They can prevent your internet service provider from knowing what you're doing online. Right now, they're probably logging, your ISP probably logging all the websites you're visiting. The search terms you're entering, they're logging that too, likely, and keeping those logs for several years in some cases. Now, ProXPN does not keep those logs. In fact, they do not keep records of your online habits at all at ProXPN. Now, you can go to proxpn.com/FTL and grab their free app for Windows, Mac, iOS, Android. There's also Linux. You go through the easy setup and get connected, and you will be protected from prying and spying. Plus, criminals trying to sniff out your Wi-Fi packets will be foiled by the encryption that ProXPN provides. So it's a great service, And again, you can start for free, but you're likely going to want to upgrade to their premium account, which will give you unlimited bandwidth, servers around the world that you can access, you can privately torrent, and get past regionally blocked websites. You get it all with a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee, and you can do it and get a great discount by using code FTL50. That's FTL, like Free Talk Live, and the number 50, as in 50% off the regular monthly price when you buy an annual account with code FTL50. It breaks down the price to about $5 a month. And that, by the way, is good for the lifetime of your account, so when you're ready to renew for year number two, you get the same great deal. ProXPN.com/FTL, promo code FTL50, as we continue with more of this nonsense from the Washington Post. So he's talking about how Bitcoin's design can support a tremendous variety of possible transaction types. That's a statement from Satoshi Nakamoto, the founder of Bitcoin. So, for instance, like escrow transactions, bonded contracts, third-party arbitration, multi-party signature, etc. So the author here of this hit piece says anytime you need to send any kind of financial asset or agreement to somebody else, you can send it along with Bitcoin and through the beauty of the blockchain avoid having to pay a lot of fees. That's why Wall Street banks are looking into whether they can build their own blockchains, which is the technology behind Bitcoin, to cut costs before their competitors do. And while sending money is cheap within the United States, it's not across international borders. The average transfer fee, according to the World Bank, is 7.5%. It's not hard to imagine, in other words, that Bitcoin could claim a big chunk of the $500 billion remittance market, although the difficulty of actually getting the physical cash to people in developing countries is still a significant hurdle. Wait a minute, though.
It's not a significant hurdle to get bitcoins to people in developing countries.
No. He says the getting physical cash to them.
I see.
He's right about that.
That's not what the design of Bitcoin's about. This isn't supposed to be just a money transfer system so you can get in dollars here and get out in drachma or rubles or whatever over there. The idea is that it is a currency. I don't want to send bitcoins to some poor person in Africa or wherever so that they can didn't change it into local currency. I want the infrastructure to be built so that I can send money to a poor person in Africa, a bitcoins to a poor person in Africa, and they can spend them. See, I can spend them today here.
Right.
I consider that, you know, my privilege in living in a first world country. I believe actually the U.S. is considered a second world, but whatever. I believe that's one of the privileges.
Mm-hmm. But you still can't spend them on everything, right? Like, there's some places you can't spend bitcoins. In fact, there are a lot of them.
There's lots of places you can't, but you said that I can't spend them on everything, and I don't know that that's true. I can spend them on just about everything.
Most landlords are probably not taking Bitcoin.
I have no landlord.
I know that.
Ian,
I'm just saying.
You said you can't spend them on everything.
Okay, I'm just saying you as in people in general. There are a lot of places that don't yet accept them.
You
so
have to design
value.
Your life around it. That's what I'm asking from the people in Africa. Design. Look, somebody's got to figure out. I can't program the computers out there to do this stuff. Somebody get the cell phone in the hand of the first African that's poor over there that needs some bitcoins, and I will send them to them.
Mm-hmm.
I want to send money to poor people in poor countries so they're empowered. I don't want to send it through stinking banks who are responsible for wars over the course of the last century. I'm sick and tired of sycophant journalists over there making excuses for these people. I like Bitcoin because it cuts out the bankers.
Yeah, and you don't necessarily need a banker to transfer Bitcoin into cash. That can be something that an individual can do for you. That infrastructure still does need to be built in these developing countries. For instance, in Cameroon, there are very, very few options for people who receive Bitcoins to cash out into francs. It's just,
well,
you know, that's a fact.
Exchanging currencies is a banking job. So when you're doing a banking job, you're essentially being a bank.
Okay.
Do you understand that? Bitcoin allows you to be your own bank.
Yeah, okay.
If you need someone else to do it, you're not being your own bank.
Bank's probably a legal term, and I doubt just by giving somebody some cash for some bitcoins that means
bank
you're a bank
is a legal term. A friend of mine used to have one of those check cashing places.
Mm-hmm.
It was a bank, legally.
Wait a
minute,
though.
You probably don't think of it that way.
How does the blockchain cut costs again? Remember, instead of you paying the bank a fee to process a transaction, the Bitcoin system pays miners new coins to do so. Then these transactions get added to the list of all others in the public ledger, the blockchain. But any time it seems like you're getting something for nothing, the costs are probably just being hidden. What are those costs? Well, Bitcoin mining is pretty expensive business.
Sure is.
Even the most specialized computers, which mine Bitcoins and only mine Bitcoins, require a lot of energy. So much so that Bitcoin miners have set up shop in far-flung places like Iceland, where geothermal energy is cheap, and Arctic air is cheaper still, free, for them to run and cool off their machines at the lowest possible price.
We've been tricked!
Okay, but why should we care that Bitcoin miners have big energy bills? Well, they're the ones paying them, after all. Well, for the most part. The problem is, the price you pay for energy doesn't include the costs we all pay for pollution. So energy-intensive businesses that are paying less than they should for it can generate environmental spillovers on everyone else. Or
this
what
is
economists...
the dumbest of these critiques.
I told you we should continue on this.
Okay.
Anyway.
Look, man, what's this guy's name? Wrote this name?
Matt.
Look, Matt. You don't think that the credit card system, all those little gizmos that are sitting in all those businesses across America and across the world, you don't think they have energy costs? The legacy costs of the U.S. dollar system dwarfs. Like, it is exponentially larger than Bitcoin, even if Bitcoin is ramped up to that size. You are... I mean, acting like a shill. I mean, these suggestions that you're making here just don't make you sound objective at all.
He says, once you take this into account, it's not clear how much Bitcoin is really cutting costs so much as shifting them. Specifically, it turns your transaction costs into our pollution costs. Now, Bitcoin might still lower costs overall, but the calculus isn't as simple as it appears.
Bitcoin might might lower costs overall. He tosses that in there at the end. Some people have said that what I'm saying here is absolute bull hockey, but I will say it anyway.
It's not clear, he writes, what Bitcoin is or what it will be, but it's clear what it's not. It's not a currency. Currency, money, is essentially a go-between. It's a conversion method to convert your energy into something that can be valued by others. It is a way to measure value between people, essentially.
This is frustrating just to listen to this guy.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. It's not a currency.
Bitcoin,
did you even bother picking up a dictionary before you wrote that crap down?
Yeah. Money's a medium of exchange, and that is what Bitcoin is. It absolutely is a medium of exchange for people.
Inarguably that.
It's valued by people around the world. In fact, I would say it's more valuable than any other currency. Certainly one Bitcoin is more costly than any other dollar.
It doesn't have the market cap of other currencies, but it has the market cap of beating some currencies.
Right. My point was one Bitcoin is worth more than all of the other currencies in the world.
It's an interesting fact.
So it's more useful than those other currencies. You can send it almost instantaneously to anyone anywhere in the world. It's a superior currency is what it is compared to the rest of them. And it's not issued by any government or bank. He's got a few more sentences. We'll pick it apart. Come up here in a moment. I'm free.
In a trial by jury, the primary function of a juror is not to dispense punishment to the accused. It is to protect your fellow citizens from being unjustly deprived of their life, liberty, or property. As a juror, you can say no to unjust laws and prevent government abuses of power by refusing to convict. Legislative, executive, judicial, the fourth branch of government is we the people. Find out more from the Fully Informed Jury Association at FIJA.org.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers. Software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Did you know some countries are now banning GMO foods? It's true. That's why for quality storable foods, you need ready-made resources. For over 19 years, we've become the name you can trust for thousands of products, like Numana Healthy Food Storage. All Numana storable foods are non-GMO, non-soy, and gluten-free available. Call 800-627-3809 or click readymaderesources.com. Ready-made resources. We don't just sell the products, we live it.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendovite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendovite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendovite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendovite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendovite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free. 855-453. If you like Free Talk Live, you like what we're doing here on the radio waves, there are a few ways that you can support the show. One of them is to AMP Free Talk Live. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is very simple, and that is that you can send $5 a month into the program and help us market Free Talk Live. Help us get on more radio stations around the country, bring more internet listeners on board, expand our satellite footprint around the globe, and again, expose new people to the ideas of freedom. It's $5 a month. You get perks like access to the AMP Only call-in lines, the AMP Only podcast, the AMP Only forum, the AMP Only Facebook group, and more. Go and get the details over at amp.freetalklive.com. We were just out for a couple days this week, Mark, going to New York City for the Talkers Convention, where we get to schmooze it up with the talk radio bigwigs.
I met Robin Quivers.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. That was she was there receiving an award, actually,
yeah,
this year. And so it's always fun to go to those things, but it's also good for our business because it keeps us in front of the decision makers, a lot of the
it
top
It also gives
makers.
Us good ideas on new things to do.
That too, as well. And so we get to go there because of the AMP program. We get to go because of listeners like you getting behind Free Talk Live. We also get to use that money to market the show and buy advertising in the radio business and just sort of put our show out there and get it as much on the front burner on the top of program directors' minds as we possibly can. So you get perks for helping us with that. Please go to amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. And since we're talking about Bitcoin, you can also drop something in the Bitcoin tip jar at bitcoin.freetalklive.com. And that's where you can also go to link to some places like ExpressCoin. We use coins that will help you get Bitcoin, help you learn more about it, because you don't want to turn to the mainstream media. The last place you want to look to learn about about Bitcoin is apparently the Washington Post. There's a horrible hit piece published by the Post last week. Matt O'Brien, who is apparently a reporter for Wonk Blog, covering economic affairs.
Horrible in the sense that it is poorly written.
Well, I wouldn't say it's poorly written, but it's poorly researched and ignorant.
Okay, poorly researched, fine.
So let me go on here. We're on the last paragraph of this. He says, it's not a currency. People don't set prices in Bitcoin. Well, wait a minute. There are websites out there that absolutely do set prices in Bitcoin. One of our friends was running Bitcoin Store, was it? I believe it was. Am I right about that?
Yeah.
Bitcoin Store?
Well, I mean, but at that, even Bitcoin Store, I think that's
Silk Road.
Okay. It's a critique. It's a fair critique because most people are doing the math in their heads when it comes to Bitcoin
based on dollars.
Based on, well, not just their dollars. I mean, if you look at, you know, the countries and the distribution of Bitcoin, it's all over the world. So some people are doing it in rubles.
Based on local currency.
Right, based on the local currency. They absolutely are doing that. But that doesn't mean it's not a currency simply because people are doing the math in their head any more than the U.S. dollars aren't a currency when I went to Belize last year.
He says people don't set prices in Bitcoin and for the most part don't buy things with it either. Well, most people don't even know what Bitcoin
is. It's a small currency. For the most part, people don't buy things in the most unused currencies too. Bitcoin is more popular than some countries' currencies. So by that estimation, then those countries' currencies aren't currencies either.
You know what I'd like to hear, Mark, is what kind of anti-credit card editorials came out in the 50s or whenever the hell it was that credit cards first started to hit the scene? Honestly, I have no idea when that was.
I don't know when they first started hitting the scene, but I remember sort of when I was a kid going to the Seafood Shack in Cortez, Florida. It was always a big deal for us. And my Uncle Rod came, and he had a Diner's Club card.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the sort of the first thing that I had seen of it at that time. My parents didn't have credit cards back then that I know of. It was my understanding that, you know, it just wasn't common. This was the late 70s, and people just didn't generally have credit cards.
But I imagine there were similar things written back then. Oh, who needs these weird plastic things? What's this? Isn't money. This isn't a currency. This is a bastardization of our U.S. dollar. I mean, who knows what sort of... I'm just speculating, right? Like, these people who are afraid of change, these people who hate the idea of something new coming on the scene and challenging the status quo, I bet you there were very similar articles written back then.
Maybe.
About that. Let's go on, though. Because, it's, you know, that had to start somewhere. And it couldn't have been easy to walk into a storefront and say, well, hey there, Mr. Businessman, tell you what, how would you like to take this new technology here into your store, and you can accept this extra different form of payment that you're going to have to go through all, you know, jump through all these hoops to get signed up for, and maybe 1% of your customers might have this particular thing, because, you know, credit cards didn't build Rome in a day, right? Like, you didn't just wake up in the morning and open up the mail and have a credit card there, right? Like, there was a process in selling people on
it. Yeah, most businesses didn't necessarily have them. You got them because, you know, you were told, well, these will result in bigger purchases. I worked at a retail store that did not accept credit cards initially, and then decided, you know, that we have to do that. And we had the whole chunk thing where you rolled them across the carbon paper.
Those things.
The NCR paper later. And, you know, then you wrote out the sale on it. But they're absolutely right. The reason that we took credit cards was, this was a comic book store, so, you know, we weren't exactly on the cutting edge of technology at that time. The reason we took them is because we got larger purchases from those credit cards. You know, the people might not be carrying that much cash around, but this was in the heyday of comics, and, you know, people would drop $200 or $300 on comic books because we took credit cards.
So he goes on, even though it seems like Bitcoin prices... Oh, wait, excuse me, one other sentence. If the only function of money it comes close to performing is as a store of value, but it doesn't even do that well. What a terrible nonsense statement. The function of money that it performs is being a go-between between people who want to spend and buy and do things, and that's being done every single day. It's a medium of exchange, and it's a particularly efficient medium of exchange because there are very, very little fees that are charged. He says that there are no fees earlier, but that's not true. There, you generally have to include a very small miner's fee.
Yeah,
very, very small miner's fee to make it happen.
By pennies, I mean fewer
two
than 10.
Yeah. but yeah, it totally functions as money, and there's nothing about it that isn't money-like. In fact, it's better money than the rest of the money out there. Anyway, going on here, he says, it seems like Bitcoin prices should go up and up and up, but it hasn't for a year and a half now.
That's true.
In fact, Bitcoin's $225 a coin price is 80% less.
He just complains that Bitcoin's a poor store of value, meaning that it is not stable, and he's complaining that and it's stable now, and he wants it to be higher.
He says, he said it comes close to performing the store of value function. Anyway, so he was giving it that.
But he wasn't. He says it comes close, it means it doesn't do it.
I see what you're saying. No, he's saying the only function of money it comes close to.
I know! He's saying it comes close! You do... Close only counts in horseshoes and hand grenades, my friend! And it doesn't really count with hand grenades. I don't know where that came from. You'd be like, having seen tests on hand grenades, I the old styles ones, you want to get those things within 3 feet of somebody.
Bitcoin's $225 coin price is 80% less than its December 2013 peak. That said, Bitcoin might be a better way to send things online, or at least its technology, the blockchain, might. But again, time depends on how much energy it takes to run the network, or that depends, rather, on how much energy it takes to run the network. In the meantime, though, Bitcoin is still a little bit of a Ponzi, or is it a pyramid scheme that its libertarian early adopters are trying to cash in on? Now, first of all, the headline of this article, and to be fair, he probably didn't write that, but the headline of the article is Bitcoin isn't the future of money. It's either a Ponzi scheme or a pyramid scheme. We read this entire article. At no point does he make any argument whatsoever that this is either a Ponzi or a pyramid scheme.
Right.
He made no points about how Bitcoin resembles either one of those things. He only mentions it in the very last sentence of the article as an assertion that it's a little bit of a Ponzi, or is it a pyramid scheme? Well, the Ponzi scheme is named after Charles Ponzi, who was, put in jail for doing this. And, of course, the Social Security program is the best, most successful Ponzi scheme out there because the government won't shut its own scheme down. But essentially, a Ponzi scheme is where you keep telling investors that they'll make a certain ridiculous return if they invest into this scheme.
Social Security doesn't give you a ridiculous return. About 1%.
So, but they promise a return.
Yeah, they promise a return.
And it may not be there someday.
Well, the difference between Social Security and a Ponzi scheme is that Social Security forces you to pay in.
Well, there's that. The Ponzi scheme attracts people through a ridiculous return, and then they pay into it, and then down the line, eventually you run out of suckers who are interested in paying into this scheme, and people start to, the bank or whoever it is that's doing this,
At some point, the bank,
they fail.
The dam breaks, and everybody wants their money back, and then only a certain amount can get it back.
Yeah, and they can't pay out to everybody that they promised to pay out to. That's a Ponzi scheme.
I think Bernie Madoff's thing is the best Ponzi scheme.
Bitcoin does not represent that in any way, shape, or form. No one is being promised anything when it comes to Bitcoin, with the exception of the fact that they've got a network, and this network facilitates transactions around the world for next to nothing. That may be the promise of Bitcoin, but there's no promise that you're going to get a return on your investment. You could lose it all. It's a risk. So keep that in mind. And if you want to get some Bitcoin, go to expresscoin.com and disregard this guy, Matt O'Brien, at the Washington Post. We'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Geico is available 24/7. Unlike Billy, my boyfriend, who is apparently available 24/7. And with Geico's claim status update, after I report a claim, I receive update alerts to my Geico app. Did you hear that, Billy? Update. Alerts. I sure would like to be updated on why you can't return a text. Maybe I should just be dating Geico.
Claim status updates, just a few taps away on the Geico app.
It is the year 91,001 BCE. Witness humanity's origins in Hypercromius, a classic role-playing game for Windows PCs with a story like no other game before. A liberty-oriented experience that is not to be missed. Go to zog.ninja to get your copy of Hypercromius today. Use the code FTL to get $1 off. Hypercromius, zog.ninja, code FTL.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.